The murders of three mothers and six young children in Sonora earlier this month shocked people on both sides of the border. 2018 saw record levels of violence in Mexico, but its homicide rate 2 years earlier was pretty much in the middle of those countries in the Americas. Joining our co-host Mark Brody to talk more about this is Laura Calderon, Program Coordinator for Justice in Mexico at the University of San Diego. The research initiative promotes dialogue and research regarding security and human rights in Mexico. And Mark asked her first, how typical or atypical is this kind of violence that we saw in this particular case?
Let's talk a little bit about the context in which the attack on this family took place. How typical or atypical was this incident of the type of violence that we tend to see in Mexico?
It was very atypical, I must say. When we see attacks like this, it's usually against men, normally around the ages of between 30 and 35. Usually you don't see a big number of victims unless it's an aggression between, you know, like authorities and some type of organized crime group. Usually you don't see victims being solely women and babies. So it was very unusual. It's very concerning and confusing to see a lot of different versions, how no one is giving a straight answer on what happened.
So given, as you just described, how atypical this attack was, it sounds like it wasn't just a little bit different, it was very different than what we typically see. What do you think this means? What do you take from this particular incident?
It was very, very different, as I was describing. And I take two approaches. I take the academic approach, which is basically that violence is taking, I don't know, like a different phase, you know, like it can be an isolated event, like there's something going on in that territory, like there's some kind of dispute going on in that territory that we need to evaluate and we need to study more, like what is going on, what's happening right there. Why were they targeting that family? Why were they interested in harming those people? So that's one approach. The other approach that I'm taking is more as a Mexican and more as a human. Like, okay, so now women and children can't be safe? Or like, why is it the case that it was specifically them?
Research that you and your organization had done earlier this year found that Mexico experienced a record year of violence last year in terms of the numbers of homicides, the number of victims. Do you have a sense of why that might have been the case?
Yeah, there's a few factors. So the first thing that we discussed sort of is last year was an electoral year. So a lot of small pieces were moving around. The other thing that we sort of discussed is there was a lot of contest, let's say, like a contested territories because of El Chapo Guzman's trial and El Chapo Guzman's extradition and then trial, I must say. So there was a lot of dispute within the Sinaloa cartel for leadership and then also for other cartels on like who was gonna be the next leader. There was a lot of violence against politicians on the electoral year. There was a lot of violence against journalists, unfortunately.
So in terms of trying to get a handle on that, how difficult a task does Mexico's new president have in trying to curb some of that violence?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult because as we have said in our research, like the kingpin strategy doesn't work, right? You can't just take the major cartel leader and expect violence to be over because then you have the potential of smaller cartels, more violent and more sanguine, to just emerge and take over. So what do? Then you just leave the capos around and like to work as normal? Like, obviously no, that's also not acceptable. So it's very, very difficult.
Well, and it seems like the last two presidents have taken pretty diametrically opposed approaches to this, with President Peña Nieto really trying to crack down, and the new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, basically going the hugs, not bullets approach, given the fact that neither seems to be working all that well, what does that tell you about what might need to happen?
I feel we've been, like, trying to suggest or, like, recommend that a combination approach. So if you take, like, not the hugs, not bullets approach, but kind of like you combine your policy to try to make it more of a public health issue and approach it as a public health issue, like the drugs as a public health issue, but you also combine it with targeting not only the highest authority, but also targeting, you know, the medium authorities, and not targeting just like the super low narcomenudista on the streets, trying to help the people and dismantle the organization from all the levels, combining it with a public health issue so you help the people who are actually on the demand side, not just on the supply side, might be more helpful than just trying to throw all the military at them or just, you know, trying to be nice and friendly and not facing the problem that you have.
All right. That is Laura Calderon, Program Coordinator for Justice in Mexico at the University of San Diego. Laura, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.